The rearmament was done in secret, but perhaps the really bold move that Hitler carries out is the remilitarisation of the Rhineland in March of 1936. Now, we've already discussed the Abyssinian crisis that's going on at this time that's attracting the world's attention, and Hitler thinks, I guess, that this was the right time for him to test the boundaries a bit with Britain and France and to see if he could remilitarise that area of land. The Rhineland, of course, was demilitarised under the Treaty of Versailles, so by marching his troops in, he was directly breaking the treaty. Now, when Hitler sent his troops in, he actually gave them the instruction that if Britain and France stood up to him, then the German troops were to turn around and come back home again. He did not want this turning into a war. He did not feel that he could win a war with Britain and France at this time. But of course, the British and French don't stand up to him. They grumble about it and protest, but they don't actually do anything. So as a result, Hitler's troops are able to march into the Rhineland and are not stopped. Now, this gives Hitler confidence for the future. He sees the weakness in the British and French, and he also sees the growing strength of the German army. And it's for this reason that he becomes a little braver and bolder as he goes through the later part of the 1930s, each step of the way pushing his luck a little bit more. Now, there were several reasons why the British and French didn't do anything about it. It wasn't just cowardice. It was also a calculated move by them in some ways. For as much as they hated the concept of Nazism, actually, some people, particularly in Britain, weren't as opposed to it as you might think. What they were opposed to was communism. And a strong Germany at least acted as a buffer between Britain and France and communist Russia. So there was an advantage to having a strong military in Germany. Not only that, but in France there was an election coming up, and the last thing that politicians wanted to do was to plunge France into another huge war, because that would have been political suicide for them, effectively. And in this one episode, Hitler had got away with breaking the Treaty of Versailles and, of course, the Treaty of Locarno as well. The question is, or the question was at the time, would this be the end of it? It's easy for us to look back with hindsight and to see that this was perhaps the first of many steps that Hitler took, but for the British and French leaders of 1936, it wasn't obviously as clear to them. But we are going to now move on to look at the other things that Hitler did to break the Treaty of Versailles.